Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, so okay, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purpose?
Male.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so in which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Okay. All right, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your zip code?
10567.
10567, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. All right, and are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Okay, now just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1983.
1983? Right. All right, thank you, sir. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, not Hispanic. Okay, and what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern, or Hispanic or Latin?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Okay. All right, sir, no matter how frequently you vote on elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I'd say 5.
That's 5. All right, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or maybe undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay, Democrat Kamala Harris. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? Would that be Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right, and here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your view, okay? I personally support a person's right to abortion. I believe it should be legal and available. The second one says, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the third one says, I personally believe having an abortion is a wrong and should be illegal.
The first one.
The
abortion
first one
should
okay.
be legal and available.
All right, thank you. All right, based on what you know now, okay, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with few exceptions in New York, or abortion is totally banned in New York, or maybe not sure.
I think we codified Roe a few years ago, so I think it should be available with, I don't think, many exceptions.
Okay, so abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York, or legal available in all cases in New York?
I believe all cases.
All cases. Okay. All right. All right, sir. And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned or concerned, or not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Okay. All right, sir. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly How much have you heard about ballot measures in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right of to abortion? Have you heard a lot? You know, heard some, heard a little bit, or just or nothing at all?
I've heard a little bit.
Okay, a little. Okay. All right. Based on what you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided or will not vote on this ballot measure?
Oh, I would vote in favor of anything that protects the right to abortion.
So vote yes, right? Okay. All right, sir. Okay, and here's the text proposal number one, okay, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 election adds certain protections to the state of Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. If yes, vote a yes, you know, vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
I will vote yes.
Okay, so it will be, okay. All right, sir, and after reading the ballot measure language, you know, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measures
yes.
to guarantee that
oh,
your
yes.
state constitution protects the right to abortions? Are you
yes.
okay? Would that be yes, right? All right, thank you.
100% yes.
All right, sir, okay. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes, okay, on the ballot measures to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? You can pick up two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. Responsibility
mm-hmm.
to women, safety, control over your own life, equality, empathy, responsibility to younger and future generations, freedom, making decisions about your own body, privacy, and rights?
I would say freedom to make decisions about your own body and rights.
Okay. Okay, making decisions over your own body and rights, right? Rights, okay. All right,
mm-hmm.
thank you, sir. Okay, sir, and does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measures in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does that make any difference in your motivation to vote?
I am always motivated to vote.
So be much more motivated or just somewhat?
I would say about the same, to be honest, because I vote every election, every primary.
So it makes no difference?
Makes no difference. I am as enthusiastic
okay.
about voting
always
this year as I have any other year.
All right. All right, so if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less more likely to vote for that candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
More likely.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Much more, all right? If you learn that the candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or makes no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
Well, could you repeat that one? Sorry.
If candidate was for the, you know, proposal, but this is opposed, you know, if you learn that opposed the ballot measures, would that make you more or less, you know, likely to vote for that candidate, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, would that be somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. All right, sir, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, one abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or one state to decide on their own abortion laws?
The Democrats, they want it to be legal
yes.
nationwide.
Okay, abortion by accessible nationally, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, and to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? One abortion, ban abortion without exception? One abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or one state to decide on their own abortion laws?
They're proving it. They want to ban it with no exceptions.
Okay, without exceptions, right? Ban with no exception. Okay. All right, then how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want the state to decide on their own abortion laws?
Abortion is health care. It should be legal nationwide.
Okay, accessible nationally, right? Okay, and when it comes, you know, when thinking about, you know, who to vote for on the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that, you know, a candidate shares your opinion on issues of abortion? Is it very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important or unimportant, or somewhat important or very unimportant?
Very important.
Very important. All right, and when thinking about who to vote for the, you know, in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Would that be very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, we're almost, like, you know, almost getting close to the end of the survey. I really thank you for your time, okay? You will now hear more information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it, okay? Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion, access to the mail. Based on what you just heard, okay, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or neutral?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable. And if you learn that the candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you more or less likely to vote for that candidate, or makes no difference in your likelihood to vote for that candidate?
Less likely.
Would that be much less or just somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Okay. All right, sir. Now here are some statements made by some, you know, by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidate or no on the ballot measures, okay? Reasonable people can give differing opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not, you know, what it seems, and it is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion. Would you say that's very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or not very convincing reason? Or not at all convincing reason?
It is a lie, first of all, but not convincing at all.
Okay, not convincing at all. All right, then the last one said, Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which, you know, threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parent consent. Very convincing reasons, somewhat, or not very convincing reason, or not at all reason for to vote no on the ballot measure.
No, not convincing at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, here's some statements made by people who support Democrats and abortion, you know, ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote Democratic candidate as yes on the ballot measure, okay? Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on this measure and for the Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions. Very convincing, somewhat not very convincing reason, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes.
Very convincing.
Okay. The next president is likely to appoint up, you know, to three new Supreme Court judges who will shape up Supreme Court ruling in issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock, you know, in 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and a senator who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not mega justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Very convincing reason, somewhat not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
All right, and the last one say, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on this abortion measure. And for the Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Very convincing, somewhat not very or not at all convincing reason.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. All right, sir. Well, now, no matter, okay, we're almost done with this survey. This is just, I'm repeating what I started. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate that amount of power, you know, that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I would say five.
Okay, I know that's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, or maybe undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right, sir, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measures to guarantee that the state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided or will not vote on this ballot measure?
I will vote in favor of that.
Okay, yes. Okay, I know it's a long way off. The November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? Would that be a Democrat or Republican?
The Democrat.
All right, sir, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
I have 4 years of college.
So be a bachelor's degree, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Okay, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, thank God.
All right, and do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Three.
Okay, bisexual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and from whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joseph Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
35K.
Okay, 35. I have 35 to 44. Well, 45,000.
Okay, that works.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? Thank you very much. You have a great evening.
You're very welcome. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.